If you guys want me to take it back, let me know.
I don't.
It's 5:41 here on The Hardline as we are live on Radio Row listening to Crash Test Dummies. By the way, that voice that you just heard, that is Craig Miller.
Hello.
Yes. Your morning musers.
Hello.
Let me be the first to tell you congratulations on the Baker Mayfield MVP yesterday.
Thank you, and right back at you.
Thank you.
One of the biggest moments in NFL history. I guess that goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway.
Yeah, we've been focusing pretty hard on flag football today.
Is that the first three segments?
Yeah.
Can't get it off our mind.
And how much?
Just positively buzzing.
How much has the league changed here in the last 24 hours?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. This will be a moment that we'll look back on in 20 years, and it'll probably be called the BFL, the Baker Football League, by then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. He's always right with the Baker.
You know, I just don't have the energy, so it's okay. It's okay.
By the way,
now that there's multiple Sooner quarterbacks, it's so whack-a-mole, and it's just it's just Kyler and Jalen Hurts and Baker, and just it's like, why even bother anymore?
Caleb. We'll just wait on Caleb.
Oh, we'll wait. Yeah, we'll claim Caleb, too.
Blake Bell.
And thank
Blake
you.
Bell, yes, yes.
Who clearly can't be stopped.
No.
No one has an answer for him.
Clearly can't.
So I found it funny yesterday when I was sitting at the sports book that, yes, you could bet on the flag football game. And I'm like, how do you do that? It was one of the events you could bet on. How could anybody possibly bet on that?
So did you?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not. Well, like, what kind of money could I have won, though?
Who can say?
Yeah, you should have just trusted Baker.
Yeah.
So I was telling Craig this last night. Man, as much as fun as it is to go put $50 down on a basketball game or whatever sporting contest du jour, I suck at it so bad. I mean, like the waiting game and the watching. Like, we bet on the Clippers yesterday.
He can pick the winners. He just doesn't like the waiting game.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty much undefeated. But that is and the night before, Milwaukee. And, like, the Mavs are up. I took Milwaukee over the Mavs. I've never bet on a team that I actually root for or bet against a team that I root for. That was the dumbest and weirdest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, you're betting against Dallas.
Yes.
Wait till the public finds out.
Because I'm here and I'm just trying to make money at this point, right? Like, that's all that this is about. And
right.
But it's so weird watching these games that you bet on. I hate James Harden. And I hate Russell Westbrook. And yet, I bet on them to do well. I've never wanted them to make one basket in my life.
Yeah.
Yet, for money reasons, I'm sitting there high-fiving my buddy over every James Harden layup and, you know, just grinding on his ass if he does something stupid, Whoa. Which he did a million times. I can't live like that, though.
You know what it does? It's like fantasy sports, and the reason I don't necessarily like playing those either is it makes you drop all of your feelings for a player.
Yes.
And you end up forming alliances with the guy you hate the most in an effort to win a few bucks.
Right.
And you're selling your soul is what you're doing.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, you don't like James Harden, but now you two have decided to team up in an effort to make Corby $8 he doesn't even care about. It's a bad bit.
It is a bad bit. But that lifestyle of... And I, you know, who knows how many people actually do it on a regular or semi-regular basis, but showing up at a sports book and spending the day and, I mean, it is exhilarating at times, but it's also, how could you live? How could you go through your day-to-day process and have that be on the back of your mind at all times?
Or I wish George was here where we could ask him.
Oh, no, George. Oh, no.
Guest, we're going to need you to put the mouthpiece near.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Talk right into this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Gordon
it's
Keith.
A little radio trick.
Yeah, Gordo.
So how long were you in the sports bar? The whole
Like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Way too long.
So he was telling me at dinner last night that he also put money on Boston-Memphis and watched the whole game. And then I said, tomorrow on the show, you could should go on and talk in detail about that game, and people listening will say, that dude watches every
so
game.
So plugged in.
So on.
He watched Boston, Memphis.
Right.
Bigger sports fan than Bob, I think.
Yeah.
That's what we're finding out.
And immediately we were like, oh, okay, Memphis is an 18.5 point dog. They'll cover that for sure.
I love that number.
They lost by 40. 40.
Yeah, when we were on the airplane, I do follow an account because of Picks with Friends.
Yeah.
That's like Sports Books Busters or something stupid like that. And they were showing, they always show trends that can't miss. Like, this is right out of Norm's playbook that Tuesday since Eisenhower was president, you know, this team can't be beat.
Hello.
And it doesn't really work. And their number yesterday was that Phoenix is 0-11 as a favorite, you know, in these weird situations. And yesterday applied, like they were playing at Washington. And they will not cover that 13-point spread. And I just filed that away thinking, oh, that's interesting. 0-11's convincing. They won by like 27. Now 1-11 against those numbers.
And Donovan last night after dinner was like, I want to go play slots. Donovan's a big slot guy. And he had talked me into it when we were in Dallas of going over and playing the high-limit slots.
Yeah, they have a special room, the high-limit slot room.
Right, and so we all go congregate to watch Donovan play, and I'm like, well, I can't.
What does high limit mean?
I want to get in on the action.
$5 a turn.
Okay.
Jeez.
And I ended up giving Donovan two fresh, crisp $100 bills.
Yeah, they went halvesies, so they had $400 in the machine.
Okay.
And they were playing one of those Wheel of Fortune machines, and they got to spin the wheel one time, and what did you win? Like,
I don't know.
300 or something?
Yeah.
So they ended up, at one point, they were up like $100. But then 15 minutes later, it was gone.
It wasn't 15. It may have been like 7 minutes where it was just like, you just keep hitting the button, hitting the button, hitting the button. And you just see your money just decrease, decrease, decrease until the point where you got like $8 left. And I'm like, this is the biggest waste of time ever. So then I went straight over to the blackjack table, and I handed them two crisp $100 bills, and it was gone in 5 minutes.
What was that table minimum?
I think it was 25.
25, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely that has to be more exhilarating, though, because blackjack, you're actually thinking through something,
yeah.
or when you're picking a basketball game. I can't imagine, like, seriously, dude, you're like the bird who pecks at the thing to get the little seed to come out when you're just hitting the slot machine.
I know, over and over and over.
That's total chance.
It's so stupid.
But I want to know how you can play blackjack as impaired as you were last night.
It just flow.
Hello.
Just used to it, you know. It's not.
You just go subconscious.
I get in the zone. But I lost so quickly, and I do think the way to gamble, though, is to sit and watch a two-hour basketball game, because at the very least, at least the $50 that you bet or whatever it is, at least that is over the course of like 3 hours.
Yeah. And they'll bring you some drinks.
No, they don't.
Oh,
you gotta,
they don't,
yeah,
the
you
sports
gotta,
book?
Yeah, you got to buy those. But like literally, you're sitting there for 3 hours, and you may lose 50 or 100 or whatever it is. But I lost that in less than a minute at the blackjack table.
That can't be fun.
No.
No, I see what you're saying. And tomorrow night is a great opportunity for me because I will go to a hockey game I don't care about, and I'll make it interesting. And that will be a little that will be more useful to me than buying a couple beers. But take that money and they'll slide it over here, and now you have a reason to care about a game you don't care about. That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Now, okay, will you play blackjack or anything?
No.
Have you ever?
Yeah. In fact, one time when we were in Vegas, we went to Old Vegas, and that was at the craze of Texas Hold'em.
Oh,
and
God.
I actually sat at the table for like an hour, you know, and it wasn't big money to get in there, but you're looking around, and dude's wearing sunglasses and visor, and another dude's got headphones on, and they're all parodying what they learned on TV when Texas Hold'em was always on TV all the time.
I don't have the patience to do that. I don't really have the patience to sit at a blackjack table either for hours upon end, too. Eventually, I'm just like, I'm just going to go all in. Like, it gets old to me, you know? What money doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I think it's a great
opportunity.
How many
more crisp $100 bills can I lose this week?
Do they have like a $5 table
they
for
used
blackjack?
To. They used to, and that's all I would do was when I would come out here, like go downtown and go
yeah,
to the
now,
down
yeah,
casino.
Now you have to go to the crappy casinos to get those low-limit yeah. tables.
How much have you lost, Georgie, so far?
I'm up, Chief.
Whoa!
On
how
what?
Much, you know?
Games.
Okay, have you bet like table games or just basketball?
No. Basketball.
Okay. All right.
Just call me Hoops Dunham.
I won't do that.
What are you, a little college or pro?
A little both.
Okay.
Well, how much
way
are
to go,
you
Stanford.
How much are you up?
I'll update at a time of my choosing.
Hopefully.
We'll see how we do tonight.
The morning show?
Maybe.
Huh.
Are you up a million?
Call into the top 10 tonight.
Maybe I'll do that.
I'd like to call your hotline
my choice.
And get your picks. Nothing but winners, right?
Now, will you gamble
right.
at all while you're here? Will you throw any money down? See, I want us to all find a game one of these nights that's got some pretty lower odds, and we throw it on there, and then we're all in it together.
Yes.
And watch me beat everyone.
I'd like to bet a couple games, and I'd like to play blackjack.
Okay.
Because I've done that before, and it was my only other time in Vegas, and I came out ahead because I sat down at a table with three strangers, and the guy to my right or left, that's important, I can't remember, I think to my left, he saw I had no idea what I was doing. And he said, let me tell you what to do, otherwise everybody at this table is going to hate you.
Yes.
And so he took me under his wing and made me the gambler I am today.
Oh, jeez. What a great guy.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a Progressive commercial. You don't have to announce it. Just go do it. Just go. It's available all the way around
I
us.
Know it is, but we're on the radio talking about it. So it's, you know.
Wait, where's the casino part?
Take it.
You walked right through it to get here.
Oh, I thought there was an arcade.
No.
Oh, I was looking for Galaga and couldn't find it anywhere.
Right.
Well, coming up next, George is giving us his lock of the night on the ticket.
Okay.
The ticket.